Chapter 2. Additional Tumblr Comments. Question. Lan Wangji heard rumors of a harem for Wei Wuxian and went all, I offer myself as tribute, and I'm dying of laughter. Answer. That is exactly what happened. He's just there, hanging around, in the event Wei Wuxian actually decides to go for the harem thing. No biggie, just keeping an eye on things. All very casual. Question. What's Wen Ning's reaction to the fact that people want to see Jiang Wanyin in a Wen sandwich? Answer. Wen Ning is currently pretending he doesn't exist very hard, thank you, and would prefer not to be mentioned by name lest Nie Huaisang get any ideas. Tagged. He has no idea how he got involved with this to begin with. Can't a fierce corpse live a nice, quiet life? Or unlife, as the case may be? Also, his sister makes him help her read the mail. His eyes have been opened. And the ensuing revelation is about 99%, wow, the world is full of perverts. Question. That harem fic was incredible. I especially love Lan Wangji just showing up and not leaving. I can only imagine how the other sects are reacting to this. Nie Mingjue is probably regretting a lot of things now. Answer. Thank you. Lan Wangji just wanted to be there. You know, just in case. For reasons. As for the other sects, Lan Zichen is hiding at home because he can't keep a straight face. Nie Mingjue has lived his entire life with Nie Huaisang and is exactly 0% surprised by how this all turned out. The Jiang sect has started commissioning porn of their sect leader because apparently that's okay now. That's their story and they're sticking to it. And the Jin sect has no idea what just happened. Question. All we need is Jin Sichuan going to check on Jiang Yanli's brothers for her. Answer. Jin Sichuan, not having paid attention to anything, walks into Yi Lin. Where is the most convenient entrance to the burial mounds? Villager. Ooh, another one! What's your personality like? Jin Sichuan. What? Villager. Your personality! What are you like? Jin Sichuan. Offended. Flounces. Villager. Hey guys, the tsundere has arrived and his color coding is yellow! Question. Every time something ridiculous is taking place, Nie Mingjue just sighs before asking, what has Nie Huaisang done now? So after learning about the harem, he's just like, at least this is better than that time with the underground betting rink. And sending letters to Nie Huaisang that are basically, is this your way of punishing me for not getting you that fancy red fan? Answer. Listen, Nie Mingjue and Nie Huaisang have an understanding, and that understanding accounts for the acknowledged, in Qinghe, fact that Nie Huaisang is a disaster chaos gremlin. Nie Huaisang will occasionally practice his saber, not embarrass Nie Mingjue in front of other people too often, and do his best not to die. And in return, Nie Mingjue will look the other way about many, many things. Mostly anything he finds funny, really. Little known secret, Nie Mingjue is terrible at expressing his sense of humor, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have one, or that it doesn't mesh with his little brothers. So Nie Mingjue's letters usually start with one page of, you were punishing me for the fan thing, aren't you? Because that's what he's expected to do as a good sect leader. And then about three pages of, you need to tell me this stuff in advance so I can position myself to be drinking tea with Jing Guangshan when he hears about it, because I have a very strong need to see his face, okay? Occasionally a side order of, whatever you do, Nie Huaisang, definitely do not escalate the situation in this very specific way. That would be absolutely hilarious. Do not do that. I, your elder brother, order you not to do that. Even if it would be fairly easily accomplished by doing X, Y, and Z. Is that understood? Tagged, you will see it in the background of some of my fics. Nie Ming Tui was terrible at music, so his parents made him learn art instead, and he ended up being pretty good at it. He might not care about it, but he's technically very skilled. Nie Huaisang's interest in erotic art started because his brother had trouble doing the birds and the bees talk, and just illustrated the things he could. Nie Huaisang will trade saber practice for porn commissions sometimes. It's a thing. They don't talk about it. But it's a thing. Listen, they only had each other, and Normal went away long ago, despite Nie Ming Tui's best attempts. Question. I think Lan Wangji showed up immediately as a giant human. Nope. Because if anyone was going to get lead concubine, it was going to be him. And God help any secondary concubine hopefuls. There would not be enough Yilin patriarch left over if he had any say in it. Answer. Lan Wangji initially showed up because Wei Wuxian was apparently making a harem and hadn't invited him. Clearly an oversight. When he got there and realized that there was, in fact, no harem, he decided to stick around in the event Wei Wuxian changed his mind, because he has first dibs if that happens. As for any secondary hopefuls, it's a good thing no one else is serious about this. Let's put it that way. Question. Honestly, Wen Qing is probably more offended by the medical physiological inaccuracies and a poor lack of reproductive health knowledge in those letters than anything else. Answer. Wen Qing reads a letter about ABO and just nopes right out of the burial mounds in such a fury that no one bothers her the entire time. It's a very restful vacation. Question. And also trying to work out who else to join the harem? Your Nie Ming Tui, Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji fic is amazing, so maybe him? And the fans can argue whether Beefcake or Beauty Brother is better? Big grin. Answer. Nie Huaisang is going to start by luring Jin Zixuan to visit his brothers-in-law, because it's important to get color coordination. And then he's going to convince his brother to bring Lan Xichen over for a quick visit to check on the situation, because about 95% of non-cultivators legit can't tell the two Jades of Lan apart, and he's hoping to introduce a mistaken identity suspected infidelity storyline that ends with an extensive twin sequence. He has an audience to feed, okay? Nie Ming Tui being there is a gift for a certain subset of fans, but there will be limited sex scenes featuring him because, well, brother. And he does have some political understanding. But he's very enthusiastic about other people feeling free to explore the vivid reaches of their imagination as to the subject. Question. Does this mean Jin Zixuan is going to have a side plot of being torn between siblings? Because it could easily become soap opera drama levels with the right spin. Blame Nie Huaisang. With the pure, demure maiden versus the dark emperor? Alternatively, Nie Huaisang feeding rumors with antics from their Gusu days to play up the tsundere character. Smile. Answer. Sadly, Nie Huaisang has met Jiang Yanli, and she's far too nice to involve in this nonsense. By which he means both Jiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian would literally rip him to pieces if a single hair on her head appeared in any of his novels. He settles for a lot of art making fun of Jin Zixuan. Everyone is okay with that. Except Jin Zixuan, but no one cares. Question. I can't help but picture Lan Xichen having to explain that Lan Wangji decided to join the Yilin Patriarch's harem to Lan Qiren, who's quickly turning a deeper purple than Jiang Cheng's robes. Answer. Yes. That is happening. Far away, luckily, and Lan Wangji is just deeply, deeply in denial about it. Lan Xichen is also having the trouble of not bursting out laughing every 3 seconds he thinks about it, which makes explaining the cultivation world equivalent to the concept of trolling very hard. Question. I call bullshit, TBH. There's no way on God's green earth that Wen Qing would let her brother within 30 feet of the smutty fan mail. Answer. Listen, she didn't know it was smut at first. It just looked like a giant pile of mail. She's a busy person. He literally doesn't require sleep anymore. It seemed like a perfectly reasonable thing to task him with to keep him busy. She only realized there was an issue when he kept trying to cover his eyes and read the mail at the same time. So she went over to see what possible hate mail could have that reaction. And then she tried to strangle Nie Huaisang. Question. Poor Wen Ning is just trying to find ways to help out and is increasingly horrified by everything happening here. His happiness for Wei Wuxian, that he didn't lose his brother, is rapidly eclipsed by how much he never wants to see another human person again after reading so much unfortunate smut about the people around him. Answer. On the one hand, the cultivation world seems a lot less likely to kill Wei Wuxian. Good thing! On the other hand, why? Why are people like this? Why? Question. Lan Zichen is so proud of Lan Wangji, his baby brother. Lan Chen is in deep despair because Lan Wangji was the nephew who wasn't part of a harem. Lan Zichen has a very exclusive harem with Jing Guangyao and Nie Mingjue. At least one of them is a sect leader and, well, Jing Guangyao saved Lan Zichen, and I guess he's a very polite young man, but Lan Wangji just ran away with Lan Chiren's two worst students. Is this a late teen rebellion? Young Master Jin is a better prospect and isn't betrothed anymore. Lan Wangji! Answer. Lan Chiren, throughout his entire childhood. Your father falling in love with a single person and refusing to even consider sharing his life with anyone else was awful, and you must not do that. Lan Chiren, hearing that both of his nephews were in potentially polyamorous harems. Honestly, I don't know what I expected to happen. Question. Harem AU. Fans start drawing their own fan art and fanfics, including a series featuring Jiang Cheng and Wei Wuxian. It's not like they know the connection, after all. Jiang Cheng goes apoplectic after discovering this is in the market and demands Nie Huaisang distribute a strongly worded cease and desist letter, which Lan Wangji is surprisingly helpful in drafting. Wei Wuxian is too busy secluding himself in his cave in a mix of horror and hilarity. Answer. Nie Huaisang. It's just fandom, okay? It means no harm. Jiang Cheng. I do not care! Nie Huaisang. They've been writing stuff about me and my brother for years, and they know we're related. Jiang Cheng. That doesn't help! Nie Huaisang. This is gonna backfire on you. Jiang Cheng. Write the damn letter! Meanwhile, in a nearby cave, Wei Wuxian has a very early instance of, damn it, I'm the Yilin Patriarch! Where are my rivers of blood? I shouldn't be subjected to this sort of indignity. And he is wrong. Question. The first time someone sees Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji, and Iun walking in Yilin, they gasp. The stakes just raised. There is a baby. Han Guanjun is the father of the first heir. Answer. The stakes are higher than ever, and the running is hot, ladies and gentlemen. Come place your bets. Will this shocking turn of events be concluded in next month's illustrated edition? Given the age of the child, is there some unknown backstory? Will Nie Huaisang ever forgive this betrayal? Will Jiang Cheng finally end up getting his sandwich? Confused? You won't be after this month's episode of The Yilin Patriarch's Harem Drama. Question. For all that I love the Yilin Patriarch, in death I cannot be with him. I can only love from afar. I hope that people will respect that. Wen Ning's gaze went distant, his skin as pale as porcelain and undeath. Thank you for doing this, Wen Ning says, reading over Nie Huaisang's shoulder. Don't thank me. It's unlikely to work. Nie Huaisang replied. At least these words are more beautiful than in the letters, Wen Ning said. And Nie Huaisang sighed. What a pity to lose such a demure beauty to death. Answer. Poor Wen Ning. He has no idea about the giant rush of vampire I use that is about to hit him like a freight train. Question. The backstory is basically an elopement in a cave pond witnessed by the ghost of an elder, but then they were torn apart by tragedy and war. Nie Huaisang thinking he's being super dramatic writing this scenario, but Lan Wangji being more and more nervous, and Jiang Cheng's sibling radar is screaming, "Did you fucking elope with my brother, Second Master Lan? And you didn't invite me? You didn't even invite Jia Jia? You are in thin fucking ice here." Answer. Wei Wuxian's counter-argument of, "You were with me literally that whole time. I could not have secretly borne a love child," only ended up getting him a lecture about how he should really try to give off more top vibes or else no one will buy it. Wen Ning's suggestion that the entire thing is invalidated by the fact that Ayuan's surname is Wen is greeted with a giant laugh of disdain. As if that wasn't obviously a dodge. Question. Suddenly the sects are far too busy to march against the burial mounds because they need to know what happens next in the next episode of the harem. Answer. Anyone who dares allow mere politics to interfere with the number one entertainment of the masses is going to pay dearly. Question. Random villager into conspiracies. Hear me out. Wen Qing is the best doctor. Yilin Patriarch has weird magic. Han Guanjun is the second most powerful cultivator. They have a baby. Yilin Patriarch went missing for months. There was time for him to bear a child after they eloped with the help of Dr. Wen. The kid got the surname to protect him from the evil uncle, Lan Chiren, who opposed them. Meanwhile, Lan Chiren hears this, offended but angsty. Xichen, do or do I not have a grandnephew? I suppose if there's a child I could. Answer. Lan Xichen, now officially dying inside. Lan Chiren, honestly, nothing even surprises me anymore. Lan Wangji, already planning a wedding. Wei Wuxian, do I get any say about this? No? Okay, cool. Just checking. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!